Good morning. This past week on Friday, many, if not all of us, experienced and felt an earthquake. And thankfully, a lot of people immediately had the question, well, what is the proper halakha response? Is there a beracha to be said? As a matter of fact, someone sent me a video in which Chacham David Yosef recalls how some time ago he was in Argentina and experienced an earthquake. It was apparently a little bit more severe and dangerous than the one we experienced here at the time. And he quickly tried to get in touch with his family in Israel. When he finally did, they put him in touch with his father. And his father said to him, so you experienced what beracha? You said the beracha immediately? And he said, Dad, it's not exactly what I was thinking about in that moment. But for his father, for Chacham Ovadia, I hear about an earthquake. I mean, what else are you thinking about? Of course there's a beracha to be said. The Mishnah, the very beginning of the ninth chapter of Masechet Berachot, describes how we make berachot on all sorts of physical and seemingly natural phenomenon. That's on berakim, on thunder, and on lightning, and many of the other things that we've discussed in past classes. One of them is al hazivaot, and zivaot is a hard Hebrew word to translate. The Gemara there on Daf Nun Tet translates it as earthquakes. And Shulchan Aruch, following that Gemara in Siman Resh Kaf Zayin, writes al hazikim v'ukimin kochav hayore kechetz beorech hashamayim mimakom mimakom v'nimshach oro kesh. The first mention is zikim, which is shooting stars of some sort. Ve'al re'idat ha'ares, there it is, earthquakes. Ve'al ha'berakim ve'al ha're'amim, and furthermore, thunder and lightning. Ve'al ha'ruhot she'nashifu be'za'av, maybe we'd call that a hurricane. Al kol echad me'elu, on any and all of these you say, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, oseh ma'aseh bereshit. Ve'im yirseh yomar, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, shekoho gvurato male olam. You have a choice of sorts between the berachot, oseh ma'aseh bereshit, or shekohol gvurato male olam. Generally speaking, the practice, the custom is to say the first of those two, oseh ma'aseh bereshit. Let's just go through them very briefly. The second one, easy to understand and comprehend in this context, kohol gvurato male olam, the strength and the bravery kivyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is felt during a time of earthquake, no question. But the first one, oseh ma'aseh bereshit, in what way is this oseh ma'aseh bereshit? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had earthquakes during the time of Bereshit. In fact, that's the question of Rabbi Mazuz in this Mishnah Berura Ish Matzliach. And he suggests, citing from Rashi at the very onset of Sefer Bereshit in Pasuk Vav, who in turn is citing from Pasuk in Iyov, Amude Shamayim Mirofafu V'yitmehu Miga'arato. The understanding of the rabbis goes as follows. On day one, there is a Biryav Shamayim. A Shamayim, that upper waters, is in some way moist, in some way volatile. It's only afterwards when HaKadosh Baruch Hu crafts what's called Rakia, he makes it firm and makes it strong, that in that moment, kivyachol, God yells at the upper waters, yells at it, shakes things up, jolts existence, if we're to think about it in the physical sense, and brings forth something which is solid and stationary, says Rabbi Mazuz. That's what you're remembering. There's a real musar to that. It means that as you experience physical phenomena, when you experience these natural occurrences, which to you and me might be and could be explained in a natural fashion, we can at the same time, we're supposed to at the same time, pause, reflect, and say, but we need to realize through this Ma'aseh Hashem. We need to be able to reflect upon the origins of Ma'aseh Hashem. Think about creation of Shamayim Va'aretz. Think about how all was brought into fruition. It doesn't mean that I'm in this moment needing, although the Gemara attributes some opinions that go that direction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol zapped the world in this moment and brought this forth. It could be. It could alternatively mean that I take this as an opportunity where I responsibly pause and reflect, that jolted me, that awakened me to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol, that Yotzer Oru Borei Choshech, that on every day he's Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit, he recrafts, he brings forth an initial creation again and again and again. In a halakha perspective, however, this beracha is to be said, writes Rabbi Yitzhak Shehebar, first in his book Yitzhak Iranen, it was afterwards recorded in the book Ro'eh Ne'eman on Ora Hayim Belo Shem U'Malchut. Syrians, Halabiyah of Halab origin, don't say this beracha with Hashem Elokeinu, rather Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. It's based on the words of Ben Ish Chai, and Kafa Hayim Ben Ish Chai is in Parashat Ekev in Shana Rishona, as well as Kafa Hayim right here in Siman Resh Kaf Zayin. They're really seemingly following the words of Rama, that many, if not all, these berachot, the custom, for several reasons which we addressed in the past, is to say them Belo Shem U'Malchut. Do all Sefaradim do so? No, many Sefaradim, Chacham Ovadia Yosef writes, as does Rabbi Moshe Levi, that you should say these Beshem U'Malchut. The Syrian custom, just as it is when it comes to thunder and lightning, is without Shem U'Malchut, so too when it comes to an earthquake or anything of that fashion as well, we do it below Shem U'Malchut, which means to say that the appropriate reaction, if you had A, recognition of it in the moment, and B, a knowledge of the halakha, was to say, Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen, Amen.